Welcome back, everyone, to Season 5, Episode 4 of The Swamp. Max Nethercott here. I was actually trying to think of something else to say other than welcome back, Woody, but I failed.
Well, that's fine. I think that does it. Yeah, we're a podcast host down, aren't we? The horse has gone lame.
Yeah. What happened there? You were at the game, weren't
you? Yeah, I was stationed at cover, which is pretty rare for me, and the horse was charging around the boundary, and he got about two-thirds of the way, and then something went pop. And
jeez.
Yeah, he's not good. But it did mean that Henry Bennett came on and did some subfielding instead and took a good catch and probably saved us about four or five runs. So I don't think it's the worst thing.
It was a bit frightening, actually, out the back with Henry batting at six in the threes and he was trying to run off and I didn't know how many overs he had left. I'm glad we got him back for his little four not out at the end, but we'll talk about that later.
Mm.
Big guest this week. I'm doing the intro, aren't I?
You are, yeah. So you've known him longer than I have.
This is pretty foreign for me. I usually just handball the Menzies or Woody for the guest. But, big guest this weekend. Weekend. We've got Paddy Hibbard this week. Long-time player at Elsternwick. Been here how long, mate?
This is the fourth year, I think. Fourth season.
Not as long as I thought.
Not that long.
No, I just remember getting dropped to the threes probably 4 years ago, and Paddy Hibbard was sort of the mainstay in the team then. One of the big legends of the fours of the threes with Ped and Jacko as captain, wasn't it, back then?
Yeah, it was. It was a different time back then.
Obviously, we're premiership winners, aren't we?
Yeah, I actually found some medals from then. I had spare ones, so I brought in two. Yeah, they've been sitting on my desk for about...
Bit of me time, Hib, taking the spare medals for himself.
Well, I got given them. I was meant to give them to Nortz and Charlie Wolf. Never saw him again, so... That was sitting on the desk for 3 years.
But the boys are listening.
Yeah.
Shout out, Nortz. Thanks for tuning in.
mate, it's been a pretty big 4 years for you. You've obviously just finished... You finished year 12 yesterday, haven't you?
Yeah, last exam.
How was that, mate?
It was good. Yeah, exams all went pretty well. What I expected. So all done now, which is great. So now 4 months to do, not much.
Yeah, nice.
I'm a little bit disappointed because I usually start every Saturday or every Tuesday on my seat pack and go, Paddy, what did you learn at school this week? But now I'm going to start thinking of new things to say, much like we do on this every week. But I'm going to have to start a new intro with Pat because he's not going to be learning anymore.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you're always learning, Pat.
Yeah, I am, but not for a while anyway, hopefully.
He was texting me photos of him in the pub at 1 o'clock on a Monday after his final exam yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Mate, tell us how you got to the club. It's been 4 years, four of the best. How did you get here?
So I was through the Craig Shield competition. Some of my mates were trying out and they said, come down, it's not great, so you'll get in.
Jeez, drive-by.
Yeah, so came down and, Zach Pedersen picked me and played Craig. Well, it would have been 5 years ago now. And then the following year, Pat and Cam kind of twisted my arm a little bit to play seniors here. And, haven't looked back since.
What a story. What was your junior club?
I was at Dingley for ages and then was at Mentone for about a year and then came here.
Yeah, okay. And what have you liked better about being at Elsternwick? You obviously stayed around, so you must be doing something, right?
Yeah, I got given a go, which is pretty good. didn't really do much at some of the other clubs when I played seniors. And then Zach got me the gig in the threes, which wasn't bad, batting at five. And then
not bowling much, though, if I remember.
I wasn't that year, nah. And then, made two ducks in a row and got picked in the twos as a bowler. So
Yeah,
next year.
Who was captain of the twos then?
Berkey,
Jesus. Yeah. A name that escapes me.
Yeah.
All I remember from Pat, because we've known each other about a year or so now. When did you turn 18?
April.
We were just We were just waiting for him to turn 18 so he could come
you
out.
You were definitely waiting.
Just so we could come out of a circuit, we'd have a good win towards the end of the year, and I'd go, right, Pat, you having a beer? And he'd go, oh, Mum's got to come get me, and I'd have to ask him if I could stay out a bit late. And then, but now he's driving. He's driving. He's drinking his own beers. He's going on holiday. He's a new man.
Yeah. Bakes made me ask Mum if I could have a beer after the game one time. So I had to text Mum.
Did you get the written... Did you do that at 18?
Yeah, no, I did. I was like 17 and I had to get consent for Bakes to let me have a beer.
I remember you had to do that at our 18th birthday party. You had to take a note.
Yeah, we still do that sometimes.
Some of the great memories there. But, mate, tell us about life post-exams. What are you planning?
Well, it's only been one day.
But, any changes?
Do you feel different as well?
I do feel different. It's great. Just knowing that I don't have to do anything is just brilliant. So, but next Thursday, off to Bali for a week.
Jeez.
Which will be interesting.
Jeez. I'm looking forward to the Hibbert bowling content.
Yeah.
I've already had texts from Rad saying, when's he coming out? You need to let me know.
Yeah, so is Mick. Mick's got one as well, apparently. Jesus.
Mick's going?
No, Mick's got a text from Rads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rads, he's texting all the boys asking when Hib's coming out to Bali instead of just texting Hib direct, which I don't quite understand.
Okay. So I thought you meant Mick was coming to school.
No. I'm sure he would if I asked him to. But and then I get back. So I miss the next week two of the next two games because I get back here for a week and then I'm off to Phillip Island.
Jeez.
Yeah, just a long way away. Yeah, I know. That'll be good. I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Family trip?
No, boys.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't do it on the weekend? You've got nothing during the week now, mate.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
They wanted to have a weekend.
Do you want to tell me, not telling you committed to your cricket club?
Yeah, I did. Well, I was considering coming back for the game.
That doesn't sound like a very long consideration to me, Max.
Yeah.
Considering and actually doing completely different things, mate,
I did,
unfortunately.
For about a week I considered it, but decided just to, you know.
Well,
you
only the option's still there, mate.
Yeah, true. Well, you only finish year 12 once, so that's my excuse.
You only win flags once, maybe twice.
Well, you don't win flags, you don't win flags in December.
Don't win flags in December, Pat, but you certainly make flags in December.
You do,
I reckon.
Absolutely.
You can't win it before Christmas, but you can lose it. Isn't that right, Max, as a Premiership captain?
Well, I'm only winning Premierships, so.
True.
I don't lose them.
No, that's true.
100% record. Hmm. 17 wins in a row for the threes, just quite right.
Really?
Is that wow.
That's unbelievable.
Jesus. We will dive into the results, but.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah.
It's a good run.
That is a good run.
We'll get you back down for a game soon, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon too.
Don't go for too many weekends.
Stemmed from the threes 4 years ago, I reckon.
Yeah, great cultural build that.
Great culture.
Build that group.
Huge culture.
But yeah, we probably should get into a bit of the results because there's so many.
There are.
Hib, do you want to take us through the ones before you get dropped to the twos?
Yeah, no worries. So, playing Caulfield at Caulfield.
Well, no, we're actually, I'm going to butt in there, Pat. We're actually going back to St. Bernard's.
Wow.
I have got them here. If you can't remember, I can read it.
No,
out
I can remember the name.
I've just read the run sheet, actually.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing here.
It's a good looking
It is a good looking run sheet. Yeah, it is.
Bernard's kept him to about 170, I reckon. Phillips
4 for 22, yeah.
Yeah. Bowled very well. And then I think there were just a few other contributions on the bowling, nothing special. And then after that it was kind of just the LJ Edwards show, really.
That is what I've got written down. Yeah. I've got LJ show 147 red from 81 chasing 178.
It was absolutely
obscene.
Absolutely unbelievable. It was just kind of just looked like he wanted to get home really in a rush.
He probably did.
Yeah,
he did.
Get home to the kids. But
where is St. Bernard's?
Essendon.
You'd want to get out of there.
Yeah. It was I think they were about 2 for 40 after the power play, and LJ was on about 120. So it was good. Yeah, it was good watching.
Jesus. Well, the twos that week against St. Bernard's, we beat them as well. They got about 190. And then Sammy Groves, after 2 weeks on HGO, where he's just a bit too good there.
HGO's
not worthy of Groves. He came to the party, got 83 not out. Bates continues some good form with 69. Bailey Peacock 2 for 17 as well, which was a really good win actually, because they wicket was right. It was our first game back out in the main oval when the wicket was pretty good all day, and we knocked them off pretty easy. Threes, Maxi.
I didn't even play this game, but it was the Jensen Kelsey show. 101 not out on debut in the threes.
Yeah, good player, Jensen.
Which is bloody awesome to see. We love Jensen, and Raj made 48 as well. King returned with a 4 for, apparently just tore them up. So pretty poor game for Nethercott to miss that.
He did say that he wasn't coming to training.
I was working.
Oh,
it was that was Cup weekend, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, that was Cup week, I think.
Wasn't doing much work, but I was there. And the fours lost, unfortunately, to Oakley, which has been pretty rare this year, a team losing. But yeah, Jimmy and Max Clashers got 3 for. Woody, fifth.
Fifth beat Morty Alec. They beat him twice in 2 weeks, I was looking at play cricket. I'm not quite sure how that works, but the same team beat Morty Alec twice in 2 weeks. I wasn't sure if that was a play cricket mistake or if that was legit. I might need cancer.
It's tough to keep up, isn't it? Yeah. This many teams.
Well, we've had a washout. We've had two quick ones and we've had two sort of double weekends in the space of 3 weeks. So it's been a busy time for the admin department.
It has. But that's a few results. We'll get into a few more later. Do you want to intro him to the segment?
Yeah, well, I'm a little bit disappointed because Paddy, obviously with his exams, missed out on our college lawn day, our annual college lawn day, the weekend washout, the the text went out at 8 o'clock and cricketers all over Victoria were thrilled and were booking tables in pubs. So I was a bit flat that Paddy missed out on that, but it does mean he's had extra time post-revision to write his E11. Now, this is the bit we're all waiting for, Paddy.
Well, not right. Yeah, to a degree.
How long did you take to write it?
There was a bit of thought that went into it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And have you got a theme, or are you just picking
cricketers? No, not particularly. I kind of just went with, given I've only been here really kind of 3-4 years, I just went with probably a quite boring, unsurprising group that I quite enjoy.
Well, the listeners will be the judge of that. So do you want to take us away?
Yeah, no worries.
Give us the best memory of every player.
Yeah, I can do
that. Can you do that, Pat?
Yeah, I probably can.
Thanks, mate. Well, you did have to squeeze this sort of revision in between other a bit more revision, important revision, but we'll let you off.
So opening the batting, probably no surprise. I've got Lockie Baker. I mean, he's been a pretty good mentor for me over the last couple of years in the twos, either captaining or trying to captain when Berkey was there.
Sounds like Woody in the threes.
Yeah, it does, okay. That's a ring of truth, yeah.
Yeah, no, Bakes opening the batting, and best memory, I actually don't know what would be with Bakes, probably.
Oh, that one's, you can skip that one.
Yeah, I will skip that
one. That's
fair. And number two, purely from a watching cricket standpoint, not necessarily playing or playing with, but just being able to watch him open the batting, I've gone with LJ.
Yeah.
Some pretty good viewing sometimes.
There are a few flat faces in here on Sunday, because the ones got, two's got washed out away at Strathmore, and we heard that ones were on. We had like all the Poms come back and racing in. Everyone wants to watch LJ bat, and then we worked out he had a bit of a stiff back from the weekend. And
yeah,
very sore.
It did look sore.
He was struggling on Saturday against Caulfield. He got to about 40 and called for some Panadol, and then managed to whack another rapid 60.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I know.
Must be nice.
Very nice. Number three, probably no surprises again. Played a lot of cricket with him. I've gone Sam Groves.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Good looking man.
He is very, very.
This is just a good team.
It's a very good cricket team.
I feel that 4, 5, 6 may let the cricketers down a little bit somewhere.
6, 7.
Maybe.
It's just not even funny, is it?
No. Did he even pick up all that?
No, I did. I just chose not to laugh.
So you post year 12, maybe. Yeah.
But no, I played, batted a long time with Gravesy in a couple of the games last year.
Yeah.
He might have got 100. When I was out there with him once.
I was sitting there getting pad rash watching YouTube after most of the season.
Yeah. We'll go with that as the best memory, him getting 100. Number four, the great man of the people, I've gone Joel Menzies.
Jeez, he lives at me for a second there. I thought he was going
to
be, never mind.
No.
Joel Menzies makes another E11 having
been just about every single one, wouldn't
having
he?
Been deported to New South Wales.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was messaging me on the weekend, actually, watching along.
No, I think we were all getting messages from Joel on the weekend.
It's because he was at a wedding.
Yes.
Mustn't have known many people there, because he was texting.
Joel's unreal.
Great Instagram posts as well.
Unreal. Poor, I did
the
see
boys
that.
Got around.
Yeah,
today.
How good were the comments?
How good was that?
I did note the comments, just full of the Eels lads. But, Jolly, great man to play cricket with. Another fantastic man of the people. I've gone at number five, Cooper Davies.
Yeah.
I've got. It's a fun team, the one I've got.
Are you picking Cooper at full fitness or current Cooper?
Typically Cooper at full fitness, but he might be happier when he's not playing cricket.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Better to be around. Coop, a lot of fun on and off the field. Loves a beer. Number six.
He doesn't actually love a beer.
He doesn't love a beer. He loves a CC.
Loves a Canadian club.
Yeah. Number six, bit of experience in the team. Just an absolute cricket nuffy, really. I've got Cam.
Yeah. Makes a lot of teams, Cam.
Yeah. Cam and Menzies are the bankers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Maybe we should put that as a point for...
You can only pick one of them.
You pick one. You can't have both.
Cam's unreal. Full of wisdom in his decades of subbies playing.
And you were there knocking him off at the end with him on Saturday as well. It must have been nice.
Yeah, it was good. He told me just before that he had full faith I was going to get the job done, which I wasn't sure.
It's actually a good point, because we were watching it.
Yeah.
I think you missed the first two, didn't you? Or two dots?
It was two dots in the last over. But
yeah, and then we saw Cam at the other end just standing on his bat, not even going up and having a word, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
He actually did back you in.
I said to him after the game, if he was getting worried after I'd completely mistimed or missed the first two balls, and he backed me in, which was nice. Number seven, I've gone Ben Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, good vibes, man.
He might be the coolest man at Elsternwick, Ben Hall.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, just best memory with him, rain delay last year at Caulfield. Yeah. Just full of energy.
Yeah,
just getting the boys up.
We were all sat in the sheds miserable that we were going to get washed out in the final when we were in a chance to beat them, and Benny Hill was just the happiest man in the world.
Yeah, it's
crazy. He knew he had a grand final.
He went out to keep on Sunday, went to Strathmore, and he's putting his gloves on while the boys are running in, and I'm catching him in his wicket-keeping glove. He goes, Woody, I've just got to run inside. I went, oh, what's the matter? He's like, I've left my rings on. I'm like, oh, of course you have. Yeah, take the ones out of your ears as well.
Classic.
But, no, I love playing a bit of cricket with Ben. Number eight, I've gone yourself, Woody.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Bit flat to not squeezing the order above Hawley, but... Yeah.
Oh, stiff. Is this Hawley? Stiff Hawley.
Yeah,
this is my order of the batting. but yeah, you just seem to get the boys up, Woody. It's good.
Try, mate. I think at eight as well, that gives me a chance to sit and read the paper, which I'm happy with.
Or think about the movie quotes you can use.
Yeah, I do a lot of history with you, don't I, Pat?
It's good. Yeah. I do enjoy it.
Yeah,
we went against Oakley last year in the 75th over.
Jesus, yeah. Yeah. I think we'll leave that one off record because it probably won't land very well outside of me and you. But no, it was good fun.
Yeah, true, actually.
Good fun, bit of teaching.
Number nine, I've gone Henry Bennett.
Yeah, it's a good team. Yeah,
it is a good team.
It's a good team. Birthday as well this weekend for Bennett.
It was enjoyed the Sunday, I reckon.
Oh, jeez.
But no, I love having Henry in the team with his... With his leggies, when they're not the yips, it was pretty funny round one, actually, I thought.
Oh, I thought that
was funny. I didn't think it was funny round two.
I was having a good old chuckle on the boundary. But
Gives the frog box as well, Henry.
Yeah.
Can't
get no one gets live streaming. That was ridiculous. Henry Bennett's in the room.
Yeah. That's very true.
Number 10, I've gone brother of Ben Hall, Jackson Hall.
Yeah, that's a good team.
Yeah, nothing's more entertaining than those two going at it.
Especially when the old man's here with the dogs as well.
Yeah, I know.
Get the full clan.
Yeah. Just bowling in with his wobbly dobblers. Jackson Hall, very good in the team. Number 11, I'm not sure if you've ever met him, Woody. Max, you're a big fan. I've gone with Uvi.
Oh, no, I met Uvi.
You met Uvi?
No, I might. Was that Uvi from Noble Park? He played last year.
Yeah.
I played with Uvi. Rocked up in his Man City shirt. I thought, who the hell's this kid?
Probably the 2 minutes to go to the game.
Yeah, he always rocks up late or with some KFC. But big fan of Uvi. No longer at the club, unfortunately. I might try and put in a bid to get him back.
I reckon if someone asked him to come, he'd probably come.
Yeah. Well, he's 18 now, so he can drive himself. But who knows? But I do miss that man. He's good value.
Good player as well.
He is.
He pulls some decent legs, isn't he?
He's very good. The fact that he...
I think you might have said to me before
stuck
that,
in
Noble,
the threes
before that Noble Park game, I think you might have said to me, yeah, he'll land him, but in between overs, you've got no idea what he's doing. He'll just be staring at trees.
Remember in the threes when he dropped that catch but claimed he was celebrating?
So probably. That kid was just in his own world. Yeah. He's good, though.
And I've got a 12th man / honourable mention. I've gone Will Smith.
Smithy.
Yeah.
I reckon that's pretty fitting, Smithy at 12. Being around the boys, but not playing. I don't even know if he's retired or...
We were out here against St Bernard's a couple of weeks ago after Smithy's... I don't know if it's an attempted comeback, whether it's been put on ice or whether there's something going on, but he was down in his flowery shorts, T-shirt, in his cap on, had a dart in his mouth. I just thought, geez, he looks so much happier there. Stood up on the hill with knackers, watching over the bank. I was like, why would you bother doing anything else? You look great.
That's a good point.
But yeah, no, that ties it off.
That's good, man.
That's finished. It's a good team. It's a fun team.
Good two-teamer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure quite how Uvi fits in socially with the rest of the team, but I think we'll
I think it'd just be funny.
Yeah, we'll find a place for it.
You need a Uvi in there. No, it's good, mate. You've got a good team. That's a good twos team with the inclusion of LJ, I think.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And Cam.
You and I did play most of them.
I just want to sit there and watch LJ bat, and the rest of us have a good time chatting away on the sideline.
Yeah.
That's true. Wouldn't be much batting for the others. good stuff. Should we do the results from the weekend just gone? There's a lot of games. So.
I mean, it was a big weekend, wasn't it?
I'll do the ones.
Who got wickets? Faz got a card. I think it was pretty even spread, actually.
I've got Faz down for 4 for 32.
Not that even.
Oh, wow. Yeah. that was a quiet fourfer then. Wow.
He's quite guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Chill dude. But, we rolled him kept him to about 180, I think. Kerry got hit for one of the greatest hits down the ground I've ever seen. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, charged, perfect technique, straight over his head.
Oh, no.
80 metres, it was a great shot.
Was it towards the tennis court he ends, or was it towards the road?
Towards the road.
Yeah, that's a bigger end. Yeah.
I'll have to watch that in Frogwalk.
No, it's brilliant. Get it up.
we'll send that to the media team. We'll put that on the...
you should.
Put that on the socials this week.
The next slide.
He's had, he's had a lot of bear time this week, Kerry. Something just knocking down a peg or two.
But then, yeah, once again, it was just the LJ Edwards show. Even with a sore back, he kind of just looked a level above.
Again, I've got him down for 101 from 82, and then Cam 40 red.
Cam's are very, very impressive innings, though.
Off 90 Cammy, balls?
Yeah, yeah. Just come in 3 for 30, maybe 3 for 50 a bit more. I don't know. But it was, important knock. It was good. It was a good win.
I mean, we continue the Caulfield demolition job. The twos beat Caulfield by 7 wickets, chased 192, 3 down. All the bowlers chipping in, but the highlight of the day was Bailey Peacock's run out.
That was quite good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Wasn't afraid of showing people too.
No,
it was good.
In defense, do you know what? I'm fine with it. You know, if I could move like that, I'd be pumping my own tires as well. The bloke just, it made it funny because it was a captain as well, who Bakes had a big spray out about 5 overs in.
That's fair.
And the bloke just like late cut one to backward point, and Bailey's fully gone sprawling to his left at full reach, put it in his hand, done a roll, turned around, thrown it at Kim, and the batters are just having a discussion in the middle of the wicket, and the skipper went to the wrong end and got himself run out. It was unbelievable. And then batters against Bakes. Yeah, it was so good. Bakes 57, Groves 58, and then Tommy Collins with some really valuable runs, and good for him to get a knock as well, 44 red, and steer the boys home for another big 6 points.
Huge.
Threes, Maxi.
Yep, another demolition, to be honest with you. against Caulfield. Bowled him out for 107, Bash 6 for 18. Unbelievable. Some of the best pace control I've ever seen. he was bowling like some bowls 110 k's, and then genuinely the next ball would be about 20 kilometres an hour, 30 metres in the air. It was incredible to watch. But yeah, Bash 6 for 18, which is awesome. Benno got 2 for at the end, bowled well, no yips anymore.
That's good. That's good.
And we came in and got it pretty easy. I think we got it 4 down.
How many did you make, Skip?
I think it was 70 odd not out. Yeah.
Really? I didn't see that.
No, it was 38.
I'm going to go.
A few suspect drop catches in there, but
were there?
Doesn't say it on the scorecard, does it?
Couple drops.
Oh god, they were pretty bad. and the fours.
Fours beat.
Safe to say it's probably another demolition job.
Fours beat Caulfield. It sounds better every time.
Yeah.
Elstonwick 147 for 9. A few chip-ins with the bat. Wickets also shared around, but Caulfield 60 not out. So all four
all
subs
out.
Teams.
All out. 60 all out.
What did I say? Not out.
You said not out.
Sorry, Caulfield all out.
Yeah. That makes it 4 from 4, I think.
4 from 4. All four subs teams doing the job on Caulfield, which was... it's just funny.
I loved the thing you sent in.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The worst gram I've ever seen on the Instagram post. Just quietly.
Big old womp. The last,
First time in a long time,
yeah. It felt a bit flat Saturday, though, because the ones and twos, that's going to play on the Sunday, and I was in the mood for 15 bottles of draft. Had two, and then we all went home with our tail between our legs, but never mind. The fifths, unfortunately, rounded off the weekend with a loss to Bond Beach. Bond Beach were 154 all out. Timmy Fonda 2 for, Soch 2 for, Ollie Rowland 3 for.
Huge.
And then somehow we were 107 for 9 chasing. Soch 43 and not much else. Sunday 1s beat Cheltenham. The Eels 142 for 4. Timmy Fonda 50.
Huge. Wow. 50 retired, was it?
50 retired, yeah. Good Michael Davey 2 for and Cheltenham 20 short. 20 short.
So I've got the women's result here as well. We played Richmond Union. Looks like we batted first, 3 for 84. Shannon retired, not out, 25. Caroline retired, not out, 13.
Oh.
Kath Fernando. Good on you, Kath.
Good on you,
Kath. Retired, not out, 13.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, Richmond looked like a strong side. Richmond came in 1-2 down. Oh. And obviously, not many wickets. Louise got 2 for. So.
Tabes.
Tough loss for the women. Just looking at the ladder, they've had a win this season, which is good. And they're playing Mackie this weekend.
Mackie, probably worth a little bit of a ladder check as well, because the ones...
Actually, no, the ladders.
One's also had a game on the Sunday, which I forgot to put on the run sheet, but they absolutely pissed through Strathmore on the Sunday. What did they bottom out for, 80?
Jeez, yeah, less than it was that.
70-odd, 80-odd, Flip took, I think, 2 or 3, Faz 2
I think
or 3.
Flip took 4, 3 or 4. Faz took 3, yeah, Faz got 3 for 3 or 6.
That was it, and then Kerry chipped in with a couple, and then Rosh picked one up at the end.
And then LJ, a bit of a sore back, came out, hit a couple of bombs, but then it was Trips that
Steered
us home, hit two absolutely massive bombs to the long side to finish the job, which was, I mean, just fun to watch.
Not a bad play, actually.
Pretty confident the ones are second.
One's a second, yeah. Preston on 27 points.
Two's a first.
Elsternwick on 24. Twos are, I think, we're level top.
That's first for me.
That's true, yeah. Level top with Brunswick. Brunswick also got on at the weekend and we didn't, which was a bit disappointing. They got up against Brighton.
Threes are definitely on top, I know that for a fact.
Threes are definitely on top, they are
flying.
And
the fours are definitely on top as well.
Yeah, I mean, the threes are, Jesus, you're well clear. That outright makes the table look even better, doesn't it? For 31 points, 10 clear of Mount Waverley in second.
Good start.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Put your house on them.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously, a really, really good start.
And falls atop as well.
Across subbies. I think we've got to tell my team, especially, we've just got to not get sick of winning.
Like, yeah, 100%.
We've never been in this situation before, and like, to be frank, we've won every game very easily. Yeah. So it's very important that we don't get sick of winning.
I think I said this to you on Saturday. I was like, how is it that the threes have gone up a league and are seemingly just dominating? But I suppose it's just better side players
very,
in.
Very good team.
Very good team.
And we're not really getting tested, so there's a few guys that haven't got a proper hit yet as well. So
be
good to get them a hit over the next few weeks before Christmas. Should we do a how good each?
You can start, Paddy, because I think you're going to take one, and then me and Max can think of something on the fly, and then we've got a little bit of a pump up to do as well.
Yeah, I'll go boring. I'll just go, how good is it that we are all four sides beat Caulfield?
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
that was
unreal.
Pretty good.
That is definitely boring.
Yeah. I didn't know I had to do it. Like, I didn't know that was
that's pretty funny. I was watching Bash bowl. He bowled a ball to, I think it was like their number seven. I actually didn't know this happened until after the game, but apparently he bowled a real slow one, real loopy one, and the batsman, as the ball's coming down, has gone, oh, good ball, as it's coming down before he's hit it. He's then proceeded to block it for it to roll back onto the stumps.
No way.
But yeah, Griffin Jensen in slip heard the bloke say, oh, good ball, and then he got bowled.
No way, bizarre. That's so good.
That's so threes.
My how good, I mean, obviously all four subbies grades at the top of the pile is good, but just for a little bit of backstabbing, Bakes at the weekend, just that Caulfield dog in him just came flying out. It was so funny. Me and Tommy Collins were stood at slip. And their skipper comes in at four, I think it was, and he might have faced three or four balls, and Bakes just from mid-on just blurted, Ben, every year I try so hard to like you and I just can't make it happen. And he's just gone. When he's got a bowler that's got a little bit of pace, and obviously we've got Bully in the twos now, he stands behind him like some sort of attack dog and just lets him off the leash. Bully, hit him, kill him. It's just so good to watch.
Oh, God. I did warn someone of that before the weekend. Bakes against Caulfield would be interesting.
Yeah.
One of the new guys.
It was pretty good last year as well.
It was good.
Good value.
But yeah, big event coming up, Woody.
Trivia night. Yeah, trivia night. So 29th of November. All the details are out on the socials. Little Child and Bella have been busy on Instagram, pumping up the tyres on it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send a few more bits of information around to the captains in the next couple of days. I think we're also locked in for dinner this Thursday at the Tav.
Oh, really?
We're locked in for selection dinner this Thursday at the Tav. I think Tommy Cooper's sorted that. So we'll land there this Thursday again, which we'll do a little bit more pumping of trivia night. But yeah, it should be good. So I've been in touch with Joel about possible ways to chat GPT, write a quiz and all that other stuff. But no, that'll be really good. And hopefully we'll have plenty up here. And then also the Wickers dinner on Wednesday. The week just gone was very, very good.
Yeah, it's
very,
good.
Very good. Bryce McGain was excellent. All the old boys were on fire. Mocker was racing through red wine like there was no tomorrow. he was really enjoying himself. But no, that was a really, really good deal as well. That was good fun.
Just make sure you have enough white claws for trivia night.
Yes, well, that's what all the old boys on Wednesday were asking about. They were like, what are these things in the fridge? And Robin had to explain that Tommy Cooper had ordered them for, Eels Bash. And now they're just a staple. Now we just live off white claws.
Yeah. Well, so. I'm pretty conflicted because threes are playing on Sunday the next 2 weeks, which is, trivia night's usually one of my big ones.
Yeah.
I might have to
curb your interest a bit.
I don't think that'll be happening. But fixtures before we go this week, the ones and twos have Q.
Q.
Yep.
Ones are at home, twos are away.
Yep. And I cannot wait to sit up here on Saturday. for the next 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. Watch the ones.
Yeah, that is nice.
I mean, on the hill, watch ones and fours.
Are you on Sunday?
Yep, Sunday. Bayswater. Yeah. Bit
away,
of fun.
Away at Bayswater. Fours are...
Home to Bayswater.
They are home to Bayswater. Oh, no, it says they're away at Bayswater. No, that's threes. Yeah, fours, home to Bayswater.
Yep.
There you go.
Too easy. Well, thanks, Hib, for coming on, mate. Good perfect half an hour.
Mm.
Yeah, if you see Hib, everyone, get him a beer.
Yeah.
He can do it now. But, yeah, good luck to everyone this weekend. See you all at the Tab on Thursday and Trivia Night... Week and a half?
29th. Week and a half.
Awesome. Go Eels.
Beauty. Go well.